Oh, this is Tom here at the newly named Bill Kye Stadium at Godalming after our cup win. Chris, it was a good win for us, good way to round off the pre-season, obviously getting bragging rights over Godalming. But yeah, new season on Saturday. How are you feeling after the pre-season in general?
Oh, excuse me. I still don't think we're fit enough. I'll be honest, I thought we were outstanding for the first 45. And then the 15 minutes thereafter, before I made the changes, I didn't think we were anywhere near where we should be. I'm obviously always going to be a bit critical of them, but I thought for that 45 minutes, it goes to show that they're practicing what they preach. They've trained extremely hard for 6 weeks, can't fault any of them. So yeah, we're ready to go now. You know, we can't be any more ready than what we already are. So, you know, tonight I thought we looked, like I said, fantastic for spells in the game. Obviously both strikers scored, which is always a positive, and we scored from a set piece. So yeah, I'm relatively happy on the performance, and all in all, a good pre-season. Obviously we finished unbeaten. Honestly, I know it sounds stupid, I'd have liked to have lost the game in pre-season just to see the bounce back ability, but obviously we haven't done that, but the boys have played well all pre-season, so I'm happy. Yeah.
And another question regarding Eli. I mean, Eli was just terrific out there today. And we've also brought in his brother Josh to make it a trio of brothers. So how much did they contribute to this dressing room, you'd say?
80% good, 20% bad, honestly. They're bad losers, really bad losers. Sometimes it's not a bad thing in a family. But having the three of them, I think they tend to pick each other up. But I think if anyone's sad in there, they get picked up pretty quickly. I mean, we made obviously Theo captain, and he don't tolerate none of that. So if you're going to sulk and you're going to sulk, Theo will snap you out of it pretty quickly. And if he won't, obviously the management team will. So Josh is here on merit. He come here on a trial. I thought he looked superb in training. We've played him in various positions in pre-season, and he's excelled. So another young player. Obviously, if you're good enough, you're old enough. So he's done well, and obviously Benga looks probably a stone and a half lighter than what he did last season, and Eli hasn't got an ounce of fat on him and runs like Forrest Gump. So yeah, them three are exceptional.
And final question, we obviously play Shearwater this weekend, newly promoted at the Kingfisher Stadium, and obviously as a manager it's got to be that warm feeling in your belly, just new season. How are you feeling in general?
I'm a bit nervous and apprehensive about the whole season. It's a long, you know, it's a long season, more for your personal life really. You don't get a personal life doing this job, honestly you don't. So probably why I'm a single man really, or probably my looks, I don't know. But extremely excited, extremely looking forward to it. Like I said, they're a good group of players. They make it enjoyable to come and do what I do. I wouldn't do it if I didn't enjoy it. And yeah, I'm just excited. And I'm excited for the fans. I mean, they come out in their numbers today. I mean, we must have had 60, 70 people here today just supporting us. And, you know, they make sure they congratulate the fans after, and the boys appreciate it more than they'd ever know. So we're in it together. I've always said that it's not just me and the players, it's the fans, from the ball boys, the people that cook the food, you know, kit men, everything. You know, we're in it together and we're one big family, and let's just go on this ride, enjoy it, and see where we go come May next year.
Chris, thanks for talking to us, and good luck for the new season.
Cheers, Tom. Thank you.